Welcome to the NBA panel. Today I'm joined by NBA veteran and champion, Jackson State University men's basketball coach, Mo Williams. Mo, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
Everything good, man. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for my busy schedule.
I appreciate it.
So how's your transition to coaching going?
It's been going really well, man. Obviously got the job in mid-March and started April 1st and, hit the ground running. You know, it feels like it's been a year, but it's only been, really a couple months, and hit the ground running on recruiting, signed 9 guys. They'll be here in a week, and then we'll get the ball rolling, get in the gym, get some practices in, summer workouts. Been fortunate because I have about 6 or 7 guys that's local in the state, so they've been in the gym and, and getting, well acquainted with each other. So I'm looking forward to, obviously when we get to rocking and rolling. So the transition been really good.
That's good. How do you think your NBA experience and championship experience will help your players? Because I know they're leaning on you a lot when they win a title.
Absolutely. Well, listen, that's the goal. And I said it in my press conference. Every interview like this I do, I echo it,
Right.
I'm here to win championships, so I'm looking for like-minded guys.
Right.
That's the ultimate goal. It'll be the hardest thing you've done in your life. You have to be disciplined in a lot of different areas from day one, and it'll come to fruition at the end being a champion. You don't just wake up and be a champion. It don't happen at the end of the season. That preparation starts today, and everything that the work that you put in will come to fruition at the end, and I steal a quote from Monty Williams, everything you want in life is on the, it's on the opposite side and it, of easy, and it's on the other side of hard,
Definitely.
For that, man, I really echo that and preach that to my guys.
Definitely. How important is it for all student athletes, not just yours, to know it has the fundamentals down first? Because, everyone likes shooting like Steph or something like LeBron, but need the basics first to get to that level.
It's funny that you say that. It's crazy that you say that because I'm big on fundamentals. I'm big on pivoting. I'm big on footwork. I'm big on making the right pass, on time, on target. I'm big on coming to a 2-foot jump stop.
Right.
Those small things. And I make an emphasis. Point of emphasis in our teaching, in our development of our players. And it seems minute, it seems small, it seems boring, it seems like all those things. And one thing I always say, don't get bored with the fundamentals. And the fundamentals always at the end carries you over. When talent meets talent, fundamentals win.
Definitely. And everything's a process. Not people don't want to go through the whole process, want to skip steps, but everything you can't do that with. Especially basketball.
Especially today with the social media aspect, and you see these gurus that train guys and they doing 17 dribble moves and this and that, and all these combos, which is all good. You can sell a bet, you add something to your game, but a lot of times kids just don't feel comfortable shooting a 1 dribble pull up. When they in the game where they have a 1 dribble pull up, they want to take a step back and between the legs and spin move for no reason. For me,
right.
A lot of my workouts, like, listen, man, that's a straight line drive. Just get by somebody, get to the rim. But you want to get by somebody, step back, pull it back, crossover, double crossover, between the legs, 3-4 times, spin move, and get to the same exact shot.
Right. Definitely. You played for a few teams in your NBA career. What do you think most out of that experience?
Well, for me, it's just developing mindsets of different coaches. And for me, I knew what I wanted to do when I was done playing. Didn't know what level I was going to coach on, but I knew I was going to coach.
Okay.
So playbooks and the playoff playbooks, because I was involved in a lot of playoff teams.
Right.
Even the scout report of the playbooks of other teams. I still have all those from every playoff and every team that I played for, because I go back and look at those books and do research on just different sets, different schemes, and obviously playing for the coaches knowing their personality, being around them, and how they taught us and things like that, even going back, you know, to high school, to college, and starting with Utah with Jerry Sloan all the way to the end, excuse me, with Ty Lue.
Right.
You know, all the coaches in between. You know, Mike Brown, I'm happy for him, he's getting the Sacramento job, but he was a head coach for me in Cleveland. And as far as his defensive principles, that's what I teach.
Right.
Those defensive principles, because he's a brilliant defensive-minded guy. And, you know, as far as the aggressiveness, as far as the intensity and all those type of aspects that you need to practice and be prepared for a game, Jerry Sloan was the best at that.
Right.
You know, as far as in-game adjustments, as far as coaching their players and having a relationship with their players and how to get the best out of the most talented players or your superstars on your team, that's T. Lue.
Right.
You know, as far as you're talking about a brilliant offensive mind where, you know, sets is one thing and getting shots and being really efficient on offense, that's Jerry Sloan. You know, so when you go down the line, and I'm just proud of the guys that I played for and I had success with, and all those guys I took a little bit from my college coach. I run the same offense I ran in college that my college coach taught me. That's aspect of that in my offense. So
okay. That's
all catapulted me to who I am as a coach.
So you'll have in store for a good season.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Outside looking in, me watching personally, you play through your career. You were always on go, actually, what the rest was and still is. Was that your mindset when you step on the court, just let's get it done?
Absolutely, and that's how I coach, too. And I'm always referring back to coach because that's the life I live. But
right.
I was always ready to go. I was always prepared to play mentally, physically, and emotionally. You need all those three aspects to be ready to play.
Definitely.
I was always ready, no matter if I was fatigued, no matter whatever. When that ball jumped up in the lights was on, it's time to go. I'm on go mode. You took the words out of my mouth. I'm on go mode. And I'm ready to get it done. I'm going there. Whoever in front of me, and I'm not backing down. I'm not stopping until 0-0 on the shot clock and on the game clock. So for me, that was my mindset. That's how I approached every single game.
Right.
And that's why I was successful in my career, being a guy that, you know, wasn't as athletic as you said, you know, you brought up Russell. I wasn't a Derrick Rose or Russell Westbrook athlete, you know. I didn't have handles like a Kyrie. So my mentality and the work that I put in was what took me over the top, you know, and my attitude was the most important thing and aspect. How I approached the game was very important on my success.
Right. Well, definitely take it from me and a lot more people, I'm sure. You put in work, bro. Don't sleep on yourself. You put in a lot of work. You definitely put in a lot of work. Definitely. What's your thoughts on the way the game has progressed from the time you played until now? Like now, you have a lot of training stuff about from your time playing up until now. How's the game changed in your eyes?
Well, I kind of played in both eras. You know, when I first got drafted in 2003, it was still a physical game, you could still hand check, and I played, you know, a portion of my career in that aspect. Then they started to change the rules and let you play for free. It benefited me on the offensive end, but it was just hard to guard guys at that point, especially if you were an elite defender. You know, when you can hand check and do that. Even average defenders can be good because you just can be physical.
Right.
And they physicality out of the game. Obviously, they wanted to score more points. They wanted to make the game more exciting. They want to put more fans in the seats, which I understand. But that changed the aspect of the game. But it evolved. It evolved. You got guys like Steph Curry, you know, and the reason that he's the greatest shooter in America because of the rules, because guess what? You can't put your hands on him. And if you can't put your hands on Steph Curry, you're in trouble. Because he's getting his shot off. So that's the thing with being physical and doing things like that.
Right.
It was times where guys couldn't get shots off because they own you.
Right.
You know, and when the game became a freedom of motion, I mean, that just Steph came at the perfect time.
Definitely. You can't give him no airspace, none.
Zero.
Him or Clay. Clay, look for a light through any darkness. Like, crazy. I'm sure you still hear about it today. On that 2016 championship team, and congratulations on your championship. I'm going to talk to you and touch that. That team, what was your mindset? I know LeBron came in and said we got him right where we want him. It was down 3-1. Take us through the mindset of you guys and your mindset.
It's crazy because when we were down 3-1,
right,
and we're going to Golden State, I mean, you're talking about nerves everywhere. We knew we had to win this game. That's the game Draymond was suspended. So
right,
that was,
right.
You know, and when we were 5, coming back home, like, they not, because of the season, they won in Cleveland. And,
right.
And Steph and Dre gave us some bullet board material where they're saying, oh, it's the, they came and we played them on Christmas. They're like, oh, it's this one. Like,
right.
That was our mentality. Ain't no way they celebrating. Ain't no way. And guess what? Anything can happen. So
yeah.
When we play game 6, take game 7, all we was talking about what we're going to do. That's why when you see the parade, I know JR, he got all the footage about, you know, having the shirt off and things like that.
Yeah,
but it was multiple guys like that, including myself, because those were the things that we were saying. You know, guys were like, man, I ain't going to sleep. Man, I'm taking my shirt off. I ain't going to have no shirt. Like, we was putting things out there of what we're going to do
right
in the break, you know, before game 7.
Right.
And obviously, you know what happened in game 7. And
yeah,
squeak one out, real
yeah
tough game, end of celebrating on that court.
Right.
And those things that we were talking about we were going to do at the parade, we did.
That's what I do, speaking to reality, bro. Whatever
exactly
you got to see.
The secret,
it,
man. The secret.
A lot, a lot of people don't know about that. You got to visualize, make it happen. Anything is possible, bro.
Secret, man. The secret.
Definitely. LeBron and Kyrie, we all know about it. Block, the three-pointer over Steph and the block on Iggy. Take us to your mindset when you saw both.
I mean, listen, I had a front row seat. And listen, man, you talk about just, I don't know if you ever been in a situation where you just your chest. It's just, man, you couldn't take a deep breath. I mean, it was just, oh man, it was just one of those moments where you just play, every play matters.
Right.
Possession matters. And those two in particular matter. You know, they were decision makers in that game.
Right.
And you just see that play going down and Dre get it. He on a break. They got a 2-on-1, 3-on-2. He just got it.
Right.
And you kind of holding your breath like, then all of a sudden I can see Bron tracking because I've seen this block a million times.
Right.
And I'm tracking. I'm looking at Dre and I'm like, man, it's a chance. Don't make it. What's going on? Oh, I block. Oh, thank you. I couldn't ask for a better guy.
Right.
Got a ball in his hands at that moment. And I've seen that shot a million times. That's his go-to shot. Step to the right, slide to the right.
Right.
Pull up. And it was for 3. And when he let it go and it went in, it was just destined for us, man. It was just that moment that just kind of seal the game, seal the moment. And
right,
that's when we kind of, you know, started to kind of take a deep breath and able to breathe a little bit and
right
look at the clock and hope that it just don't stop.
Right. You created your own shot when you played with LeBron. How does he make it? How does he make it easier on you and how it makes it easier on everyone that he plays with? Because he always makes the best basketball play.
Absolutely. I mean, what happens is, you know, you just you're able to lock in on your shot because you know where that comes from.
Right.
And teams can't take away those type of shots because LeBron, he requires so much attention.
Right.
You got guys around him that can make shots. Yeah. Have to help because he know how to change angles really well. So the angles that he takes, it forces you to help or give attention to him because of the angles he takes. Even if he's trying to score or not, it's the angles that shift the defense, and he's great at making what we call on-time, on-target passes.
Gotcha.
And it's your job to be able to knock it down. Now, me being in a position where I know I'm going to get those particular passes, what I do is when the camera's not on me, I am working on these shots in these spots where I know he's going to give me the ball continuously every single day.
Right.
So when I get in those moments, I'm efficient. That's what made me with the run.
Right. Bob, you had a high basketball IQ on the court. Tell us how, I know you're going to implement this in the players. How important is having a high basketball IQ just not having physical talent? Like, you need both.
Well, I think it's just like understanding time of possession.
Right.
Understanding time of possession. Basically, dumbing it down. Understanding what to do, at a certain time. You know, a shot you may take in the third possession of the game is not the same shot you would take in the last third possession in the game.
Right.
And that's just basketball IQ, right? Knowing what your opponent does best, right? You know,
right.
Just basketball IQ. Knowing defensively what to do and where to be on the floor, offensively where to be on the floor, what and most importantly, knowing what you're doing, you know,
right.
And able to process it at a real quick rate. Meaning, time to happen, I know exactly what to do. It ain't something I got to think about. It ain't something I got to watch on film the next day to get better at.
Right.
That's how good basketball IQ.
Hello, thank you so much for your time. Man, we got to do this again later on in the season. We're going to be busy with more recruiting and practice. I'll just circle back and get you back on. Thank you so much for your time, man. I enjoyed this.
I appreciate it.
Sir, the rest of your day.
You too.
That's outstanding veteran and champion, Jackson State University men's head coach, Mo Williams. Thanks for joining me. Catch you next time.